This is Fresh Air. Yesterday, guitarist and inventor Les Paul celebrated his 90th birthday.
Hi. Hello, folks. Let's see. I've got my guitar. I got my wife, Mary.
Hi.
And I got a room just loaded with electronics. We've got some inventions here that make one voice sound like many voices and one guitar like many guitars. And by means of these 6L6s and plugging them into this amplifier, why, we managed to...
Let me tell him, Les. You're a genius.
Oh, don't embarrass me.
Oh, yes, you are. Anyone who can take one guitar and make it sound like six is a genius.
No, you just say that because I'm your husband. That isn't
true. No one else can even play like you, much less make it sound like six people.
No, I like to play the guitar, but more than that, I like to get on the floor with a screwdriver and a lot of these gadgets and just tinker. That's
but you're
all.
A genius.
No, I'm just a big tinker.
Okay, so you're just a big tinker.
Oh, I should have taken my screwdriver and left while I was ahead. How did I get swindled into this?
Well, why don't you grab a guitar and show the people what you can do?
All right, I got a lot of ideas. Here we go. Now, that's one guitar. Now, if you want two, I just throw a switch.
How about three?
Easy. If you want four, switch.
How about five?
It's a cinch. Now, if you want six, here's a half a dozen easy ones.
Les Paul has spent his life playing guitar, inventing guitars to play, and inventing devices to record himself on. And at 90 years old, he hasn't quit his night job. He still performs weekly at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York, and has several projects and other performances in the works. Les Paul has been called the Thomas Edison of music. For starters, he invented the solid-body electric guitar, overdubbing, reverb, and multi-tracking, inventions that help make rock and roll and modern recording possible. But Paul himself has stuck to jazz and more middle-of-the-road pop. In the 1950s, he had several hits with his wife Mary Ford, such as How High the Moon, Vaya Con Dios, and Bye Bye Blues, all of which are included on a collection of classic Capitol masters which has just been reissued. Terry Gross spoke with Les Paul in 1992 when he was 76 years old. They started with his 1948 recording of Lover, recorded in his garage, which he said was the first recording to combine all his inventions and recording techniques into one bag of tricks.
So on Lover, the high, fast, trebly sounds that we hear, that's a sped-up guitar?
Mm-hmm. Along with the normal guitar, the whole idea there is to be able to get octaves and to go an octave below and an octave above and to do all the harmony parts and everything, you know. And that was not the very first record I ever made that way, but like I say, it was the first. That was the first one to come out. And that came out about a week after I had an automobile accident where for 2 years I was to be in the hospital just in a basket. everything I had was broken, and I was in bad shape for about 2 years. So I had a lot of time to think, and I unfortunately didn't have that many records in the can, so to speak. What I had are records that were completely done except for the last part, which was the melody. And the reason I left that melody off is I figured that every week that went by, I got better. And if I got better, why, I had newer ideas. And so I'd leave that last part off. And after the automobile accident, I had to do the next recordings in a cast, a body cast. And that's how I made the parts for the next four or five records.
Now, let me get to one of the hits that you had. Let's talk about How High the Moon, which you recorded with Mary Ford, one of your big hits.
Thank you.
Let's hear some of it.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the chicken. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me, it's I love you. Somewhere there's music, I'll dare how far. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon.
How did you record Mary's voice to get that echo?
Well, that was something that I spent 2 years trying to find out. I didn't want reverb like an empty room. I didn't want Carnegie Hall. I didn't want that sound. I said to my friend, very dear friend, he and his girlfriend, Mary was my girlfriend, and myself, and a fellow named Wally Jones. We were all sitting in a little tavern at Santa Monica and Western out in Hollywood, and Lloyd was arm wrestling with me, and we had a pitcher of beer and some popcorn, and we're watching the fights on Friday night. And he pulled my arm down really easy, and he says, "Les, you're not concentrating. You're usually pretty rough to bring that arm down on." And I said, "Well, I'm thinking of that echo." And I said, "I haven't figured that delay out yet. I haven't figured it out." And he says, "Well, you still worried about that thing?" And I says, "Yeah, I need it, and I don't know how to get it." And he says, "Well, explain it to me again." And so this night, Lloyd... I explain it to Lloyd again. I says, "Picture that you're on the Alps." I say, "Hello, hello, hello, hello." And I said, "I want it to repeat, and I want it to repeat, and I want the delay and the decay, I want to be able to vary it." And lo and behold, he says to me, "You mean like putting the playback head behind the record head?" Oh, boy, I threw $10 down on the table, and I said to Wally, "Pay the bill and bring the girls," you know. And we left him with the $10 bill and the girls and the beer and the popcorn and the TV. We're gone. And by the time they got home, you could hear all over the neighborhood, "Hello, hello, hello, hello," you know. And we'd found the echo, the delay.
You know what I want to know? Why did you want to have echo on her voice?
That's interesting, because I felt as though when you play the note dry, just dead, it just drops like a rock, and it ends right there. And a lot of times you'd like to have that note hang on after you've left it and go to the next note. And it's very similar to ambience in a room, the sound of a room, where it's enhanced by bare walls. If I happen to be talking to you and I happen to be in a very empty room, you could recognize that riding in your car, listening at home. You say, "Well, I can tell that these people are talking in a very empty room." Or you can say they're talking in a phone booth. It's so small. Or it's a very large hall. So you have command over what you wish to do. And in this case, I didn't want that note to say, "Hey," and just go on like Carnegie Hall. I wanted to go, "Hey, hey." See? And now, if you want, you put a little tail on it. You go, "Hey, hey, 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 hey." You know? and it gives you such command of so many things, the toys to work with. Today, they're not, I call them toys because the kids, they have all these little boxes that you can go in and buy in the store. When I was a kid and I visualized this thing, The reason I had to invent it is because you couldn't buy it in a store. So if I wanted it, I had to make one.
Les Paul is joining us from one of the studios in his home. I understand that you have arthritis of the fingers. How do you play?
Well, after my heart surgery in 1980, they just said, well, you're going to have to do something else because you can't play. Your hands are gone. And I only had a couple of fingers on each hand then. Now I have no fingers in the right hand that move. They're fixed. And so there's no movement except at the knuckles. And in the left hand, I only have two fingers, really one and a half, because the first finger is half frozen and painful. What do I do? I just have figured out that if I could do that, whatever I did then, I just figure out how to do that with two fingers. And so what I have done is, I says, well, what I used to do with two hands and all my fingers, I'm sure it can be done. And lo and behold, it can be.
So you've really taken the same approach to your body as you've taken to designing instruments and engineering equipment.
Oh, are you? You're great. You're great. Terry, you're great. The key to that is that the same will, the same power that you have to destroy yourself, you can use to make yourself well. If you have arthritis, you just have to have a iron jaw, and you got to go in there and not use any cop out that, well, I can't play anymore because of the arthritis. You just say, there's a way. And I think that determination, I think that, and of course you have to have a lot of luck, and you have to have the right genes and all that jazz to go with it. But I think the bottom line is that if you want to hard enough, you can do it.
You know, if I didn't know that you were telling me the truth, I would think that you were really crazy and exaggerated a lot.
No.
You've done so many remarkable things in one life.
Yeah, that I have. I wonder why that is. I woke up today thinking about it because in an interview they asked me what I wanted on my tombstone. I thought about it a minute and I said, I guess I'd put on there, why me?
But do you feel like you were chosen?
I don't know. I just say, I just happened to be around at that time, and there wasn't an electric guitar, so I built one. And there wasn't an echo, so I made one. There wasn't a multi-track machine, so I built one. It goes all the way back to, Terry, if I can really take you way back, it's the first time that my mother, in her home, had a radio, a Victrola, okay? That's the gramophone, that's the phonograph, okay? And a player piano. And I'm sitting there with all these things. And I looked at it and I says, you know, there's something interesting here. This piano, I can punch a hole in it wherever I wish, and that note will come out. And I can slow it down and speed up, and it doesn't change pitch. Okay, it just gets slower or faster. If I put my hand on a phonograph record and I slow it down, the pitch changes. Why? And that's the key to the whole thing, that curiosity of that you just ask that question, why? And you got your life cut out for you.
Well, Les Paul, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Les Paul, speaking with Terry Gross in 1992. Les Paul turned 90 years old this week. To mark the occasion, a collection of his Capitol recordings has just been reissued. Also on Les Paul's still-busy calendar, Monday night performances at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York, a June 19th Spotlight Artist performance at the JVC Jazz Festival, and the recording of a new collaborative CD teaming Les Paul with Eric Clapton, Sting, Jeff Beck, Joss Stone, Richie Sambora, and Peter Frampton.